Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our final piece of business is our conversation with the head coach. Brought to you by the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I'm not sure I've ever had more different stuff all over the map in this year's 499th regular season game.
Is it really?
Big 500, yeah. Big 500
wow.
Show. We're going to have a cake before the show on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, big stuff.
I'm sure we are.
Listen.
I'm actually absolutely 100% we're not.
Well, why not?
No, maybe, see, now you sort of maybe Jeff will sneak into the media room and get a couple extra cupcakes or something.
Now you sort of forced me into doing something for it.
Yeah.
All right, of all the things to cover.
It's a great way to celebrate, isn't it, going to San Antonio?
Come on, there's nothing wrong with it.
What are we talking about?
You're welcome to come home. I got to go back to Boston tomorrow night because my son is in a play. So
what
if
play?
You want to come back? He's in a. There's no business like show business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 So does he have a?
He's
singing. Fun part?
He'll be singing. You know, he's in the chorus and whatever. It's one of those things that you move heaven and earth to fly from Charlotte to Boston back to San Antonio on connecting flights, and a week from now he will not even remember I was there.
Were you in plays and were you an actor growing up?
No, I never had the.
So,
I just couldn't.
I so enjoy going to Kinsley's plays, and I've never had any of that. You know, I didn't have any of that. Tracy did a little bit of that growing up, but I really enjoy that. I'm jealous.
That's what's funny because when I think of you, I think dynamic.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's my first, generally my first thought.
Shocked
that's
that I wasn't
a thespian. You know,
that's right.
It surprised me. Or I'm going to just move on anyway, so we've killed the first 2 minutes.
I think it's more than that.
It is. Well, after this is done, your next engaging conversation, as we speak in real time, will be with the TNT guys, and I'm biased. These are all good friends of mine, but this was an Indiana question that Mark Jackson brought up on the ESPN telecast last night. Why is there no statue of Reggie Miller outside the field house, and shouldn't there be?
There isn't?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, this, there should be, that, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, I always think back to, so the Pacers obviously had a great run in the ABA with Slick Leonard as a coach and McGinnis and Roger Brown and everybody. And when they transitioned to the NBA, the early 80s were a little bit tougher, but then when Reggie was drafted and they became really good, and then, you know, 10 years later, the Colts draft Manning, then downtown really took off. You know, as we walk around downtown and are in all those restaurants and all those areas, I think that those guys both had huge impact. I would vote for a statue for sure.
All right. Gordon's game.
You feel, why do you transition so fast? Because
I don't
like
have a choice.
Have to talk about this.
Do you know how many different things I have on my list? And we barely even started. That was the first one. All right, Warren,
Grant Williams
check,
is coming home.
Check. Now you've ruined that whole bit. I had a whole bit planned where I had Shemi playing at Duke and Jason Tatum playing at Duke. And even Javonte is like a 3.5-hour drive to Virginia. So before just to kind of prank him a little bit.
Yeah.
This is my thing from Gordon's game the other night. And we get asked, and that's Max and I and all the people that are around the team. We get the same question all the time. Is Gordon Hayward back? And watching the game back that he had the other night and seeing it in real time, is it possible, and this is my theory and no one else's, that the Utah Gordon Hayward is gone forever and that maybe this is just a completely different player now? If not completely, at least a different type of player.
I mean, he did a lot of the things that he did there with his ability to get to the rim. I just think, like, he was playing really well at the end of last year, and that was overshadowed the Milwaukee series for all of us. Nobody had a great Milwaukee series, and that is Milwaukee had a lot to do with it. We didn't play well and on down the line, but he was really playing well at the end of the year. So it's not, you know, the start of this year is not too dissimilar to the end of the regular season and then that Indiana series, and he's just kind of taken off from that and all of his hard work. And, you know, and we've talked about it. Everybody talks about working, but he really put in a lot of time. He's not going to score 39 every day. He's not going to go 16 for 16 from two every day. But, you know, we're able to play through him at critical moments, and that allows other guys to take a breather and also play off the ball a little bit, which I think is a good thing.
Is Daniel Tice a better shot blocker suddenly, or was this a skill that somehow was kind of beneath the radar? And is it something that's been either a point of emphasis for him? Because this isn't just one game now. This is almost every game he's played, he's been a more efficient shot blocker and shot alterer, if that's a word.
Yeah, we're leaving, you know, we're not quite as high up on actions with our bigs as maybe we were in the past, although we were never higher than norm. I think we were probably about middle of the pack. But we're letting those guys protect the paint for us because, you know, we're small everywhere else. And that presents its own challenges at different times. He's never going to be like a post defender for 30 minutes a game. He's just not built that way. But he is really quick. He's got great anticipation, and he reads the actions well so that he can cover for, you know, a bigger guy rolling into the paint or the ball being driven. He does a good job of that.
We've had about 30 minutes already on the show of Kemba stuff. It's going to be a Kemba night. So I guess the way I'd phrase it is this. I imagine it hasn't been hard to see, having been just around him, coaching him for five and a half weeks or whatever it's been, why his 9 years here meant so much.
Yeah, you get it. You get it right away. Right when you sit down with him for the first time, you understand why. Just a really easygoing guy. Seemingly just, you know, very simple. Has a good view on life, a good perspective. Easy to be around, easy to get along with. And he's brought a lot to the table for us already in his early tenure here. But you can understand why a city and an organization would appreciate him so much when you come back here.
A team here with sort of lower expectations, maybe more success in the first 2 weeks than they were expected to have. They've won close games. They've had comeback wins, five different leading scorers in the last five games. This is sounding a little bit familiar than from what we've seen here the last couple of weeks with what Charlotte's done, particularly getting a couple of games out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've lived some of this. And I think the great, you know, first and foremost, when you get guys that are young, there's a good naivete to them, right? And then they play so hard. They're really coachable. They are busting it on both ends. I think Terry's a great example and leader of that. And then they've got a couple of older guys that I think bring out the best in them. You know, you look at guys like Marvin Williams, Biombo played unbelievable the other night. Cody Zeller. I think those are good guys to sprinkle in with all these young guys that are really attacking the basket.
You were talking about the Milwaukee series earlier, and again, it has been my goal throughout the year and will be to avoid last year as much as possible because it's been talked to death. But seeing him for the first time tonight in a regular season game, in your view, and you were someone who was very high on Terry at the draft, as sort of ahead of the curve on him, you know, as some people were, why, in your view, did he not have the year last year a lot of us thought he would?
Yeah, that was circumstance-based. I mean, that was, you know, he was – there were a lot of circumstances at play. Number one, you go from starting to coming off the bench. You go from a guaranteed 30-plus minutes to who knows if you're going to play 14, who knows if you're going to play 22. With that, you're pressing in the minutes that you get. That's just human nature. So that was very, very predictable. From our standpoint and from his standpoint, and we talked about it a lot before the season, the hardest part is just when you're going through those moments in those games, it's just very difficult. So to me, you know, that's not the defining moment of Terry's Boston tenure. It's his continued growth. It's how he's gotten better and how he's prepared himself for this opportunity, and he's doing a good job with it.
Did you ever see Tracy in a play? Like when you said she did some of it when she was younger, was that before your time?
No,
is there any like photographic or video evidence of?
I don't think we even have a recording of. We need to look for that. Her sister was in all the dance stuff, when we started dating, I used to go back and watch all the dance competitions. So that was my first intro to watching a stage performance, and now I'm jealous. You get to go see Jack. Send me some video tomorrow.
All right, I will. And maybe what we'll all have to do maybe with Tracy and with you all and myself, we'll all have to have like a Christmas pageant or something. We'll have to, you know, put together a little show for the kids or something like that.
In Toronto.
In Toronto on Christmas Eve. It's a date. That's the head coach, Celtics and Hornets, next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.